This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
It's a very big Wednesday here in the United States, in Europe, and in South America in the world of soccer. So today's show is pretty simple. We're going to do a quick run through of what's on, where to find it on TV or streaming, and what games stand out from the pack. I'm Alex Abnos from The Athletic, and this is Soccer Every Day for Wednesday, October 5th. Usually we do the TV guide at the end of the show. Longtime listeners will know that's how we usually operate, but since there are so many games, today we are making the whole show a TV guide, get you in and out, and hopefully a little bit more prepared for the avalanche of soccer that is about to come today. Starting off in the best place that it can possibly start with the Champions League. All of these games I'm about to mention are on Paramount Plus in the United States or on DAZN in Canada. We start off, of course, with the 12:45 p.m. Eastern window. Red Bull Salzburg versus Dinamo Zagreb, and then also at 12:45 p.m., the better game, in my opinion, RB Leipzig versus Celtic. This game is also going to be on 2DNA in the United States. I single out this game because these two teams are bottom of their Champions League group. Celtic have 1 point, Leipzig have zero. So it's fair to say that whoever loses this, their time in the Champions League is probably done. That could lead to some desperate actions, some desperate tactics, some desperate outcomes. And I don't know, desperation soccer can be really fun. So if you want to tune in early to Champions League action, I would recommend RB Leipzig versus Celtic. That will be on at 12:45 p.m. on 2DNA in Spanish in the United States, Paramount Plus, or DAZN. Moving on to the 3 p.m. window, which is, of course, when the bulk of the games are taking place. The big headline one that everybody is going to be paying attention to, Chelsea versus AC Milan. You could potentially see Christian Pulisic versus Sergiño Dest in this one. Really a straight-up matchup between those two, but only if either managed to get off the bench for their respective teams, neither really getting consistent time. Dest, of course, on loan at AC Milan and Pulisic with Chelsea. Chelsea is bottom of their Champions League group. They have just 1 point from their opening two games, and that is obviously part of the reason that Thomas Tuchel was fired. Milan, meanwhile, on top of this group with 4 points from the opening two games, so they're not exactly dominating it so far, but a win for Milan would be great for them to open some distance at the top of the group. It would also be obviously very, very bad for Chelsea because they only have 1 point and they would be even farther behind at that point. However, I should point out that a win for Chelsea in this game at home against AC Milan would put this whole group completely up in the air. So if you're a neutral and you're just rooting for chaos, I would be pulling pretty hard for Chelsea in this one. The other games at 3 p.m., Real Madrid versus Shakhtar Donetsk. Those are the top two teams in their group, but Shakhtar has played really well so far. So even though that may seem like a mismatch on paper, might still be worth watching. There's an upset possibly in the cards there. Maybe less possible of an upset, Manchester City versus Copenhagen. The way Manchester City has been playing lately, I don't see an upset happening here, but, you know, I've been wrong before. Also at 3 p.m., Sevilla versus Borussia Dortmund. Sevilla has yet to score a goal in the Champions League so far. They are bottom of their group. Julian Lopetegui is on the hot seat, and Jorge Sampaoli is rumored to be coming in. A lot going on with that team. Really, really struggling to start the season. Dortmund, though, have been up and down, so this could end up being an interesting game. Also 3 p.m., Juventus versus Maccabi Haifa, and Benfica versus PSG. That is also going to be on 2DNA in the United States in Spanish.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Speaking of Spanish-speaking things and places and countries, it is also a pretty big night in the Argentine Primera División. These games are on Paramount Plus in English in the United States. I know this is a little bit of a beaten path sort of a selection, but I thought these games were super interesting because if you haven't been paying attention, we have a super tight title race in Argentina. There are five games to go. Two contenders for the title are in action tonight. The leaders, however, are not. Boca Juniors, currently on top of the league with 42 points. But right there with them is Racing Club. They pay a visit to Defensa y Justicia. Racing is currently 2 points behind Boca Juniors in third place. That game is at 6 p.m. once again on Paramount Plus. The other game, also at 6 p.m., that I would really recommend you watch if you have any interest in the Argentine Primera División, watch Atletico Tucumán versus Platense. Atletico Tucumán has led the Argentine Primera División most of the way. They're now just 1 point behind Boca. You might not have heard of Atletico Tucumán because they are not a giant team in Argentina by any stretch. They would have been relegated last year if not for Argentina suspending relegation due to the pandemic. They play pretty basic, flat out 4-4-2. They defend really intelligently. They defend constantly. Their counterattacks are a joy to watch. There's more on them in a really interesting tactical piece I have linked in the show notes, but the point is, they're one of the best stories in terms of an underdog story in football right now, and it might be worth seeing if they can take a provisional lead at the top of the Argentine Primera División. Once again, that's at 6 p.m., Atletico Tucumán versus Platense. That will be on Paramount Plus in the United States. Last, but certainly not least, it is a big night for MLS. These are the second-to-last games these teams will play before Decision Day on Sunday. And how very convenient that the four teams right on the playoff bubble in the Eastern Conference all play each other tonight in the only two games tonight. We can investigate the conspiracy that's surely at play here later, but first of all, the games at 7 p.m., Charlotte FC versus Columbus Crew. Charlotte absolutely must win this game. If they don't, they're done. That's all you need to know. Columbus, not winning would be very, very bad. They're at 45 points, tied with both Miami and Orlando for one of the final playoff spots in the Eastern Conference. They need to win both for obvious reasons, because winning is good, but also because they know that because Miami and Orlando are playing each other later that night, at least one of those teams that's ahead of them is going to pick up points one way or another. It could be that both of them pick up points. So a win, obviously, very, very much something that is needed for both Charlotte and Columbus. If you can only pick one game to watch, I would make it that one. It will be on ESPN Plus nationally or on your local networks if you happen to live in either of those metropolitan areas. The other game, I mentioned it before, it's at 8 p.m., Inter Miami versus Orlando City SC. Obviously, kind of a Florida derby going on here. If a side wins this game, that puts them in fairly decent but not mathematical shape to make the playoffs. No matter what, I think Decision Day this Sunday is going to be really, really fun. We'll be previewing that in full on a later episode of this show. But for now, that's pretty much it. There's your TV guide for today, Wednesday. This show is produced by Mike Zimmerman with help from John Hayes. You can get ad-free versions of the show by subscribing to The Athletic. Thank you so much for listening, and happy soccer to you all.